What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Only 4 Republican seats, 48 for the Democrats if they pull it off.
If they are able to pull it off with the voters next year. And then, John, if you look at the other states that might still do redistricting this year, bottom line, it is advantage GOP. There are just more opportunities in places like Ohio, Indiana, Missouri, and Florida than there are in some of the big blue states like Illinois and Maryland. So at the end of this, it looks like Republicans are going to be able to squeeze just a little bit more juice out of these
Yeah, that's a guy named Rick Klein, who's a reporter over, I believe, on CNN, talking about the fact that this stuff is, if the Republicans decided to go all in, if we redistrict here in Missouri and add a seat, a Republican seat, the Republicans have more options at this point moving forward than the Democrats, even with California. We got Ryan Schmelz on the line right now with us from Fox News Radio in D.C. Good morning, Ryan.
Hey, good morning. How are you?
I'm doing fine. So where do things stand so far as we know today? The governor signed the thing in California for them to put this on the ballot for when? This November?
Later this year. So Okay. Pretty much they'll have a special election. It's going to be a pretty costly special election, millions of dollars. But then ultimately they will decide. And look, Republicans do in that state do believe that they have a good chance of beating this because they think there's polling out there that shows that it's not exactly popular, an idea of getting rid of this nonpartisan redistricting commission. Now, Gavin Newsom has his own pollster who has, you know, kind of learned that the public views it differently depending on how you word it.
No.
So, of course, now it's going to be campaign time, and you've got to find a way to convince the voters one way or the other.
Have you looked at those numbers that Reed was talking about there by Rick Klein, I'm sorry, with the fact that if available states like Ohio that are red states and Missouri and others decided they wanted to go ahead and carry this out, they have an advantage right now.
I think that's accurate because you factor in states like, as you said, Illinois or Ohio and Florida. You know, there's a good amount of pickup opportunities for Republicans there. But you look at, you know, some other states like Maryland's been one that's floated around. Well, there's only really one seat that Democrats can pick up in Maryland, and they're going to face some challenges there because that was actually already challenged legally before in a previous election cycle, and it didn't work out. Maybe a state like Illinois could pursue this too. And look, Republicans believe that a lot of the extremely gerrymandered blue states are already there. You know, like Massachusetts already doesn't have a single Republican representative there.
Right.
And there's some other states, too. So I think that the argument he's making is that you've already seen this happen in blue states. You've definitely seen it happen in red states, too. But there's just not many opportunities for really Democrats to get more blue in certain states already.
Of course, we have listeners in Illinois. And if you look at the numbers from Donald Trump's 2024 campaign, He had 80 or 96 of the 102 counties he won. In the general, he won 45% to her 52. I mean, there's only three Republican seats in that whole state. How could they gerrymander any more to get one or two of those other seats? I just don't see how it's possible.
And like you just mentioned, it's only one or two other seats. So every seat counts, especially with how tight the margins are right now. But is that going to truly make a difference that you're going to be able to make up the numbers that you could see if Ohio, Texas, and Florida all go down this road? But and keep in mind, too, this is a lot harder road for California to redistrict than it is for Texas. This nonpartisan redistricting commission has been a part of the state constitution. It was put in place by Governor Schwarzenegger. And now, you know, to overturn it, they've got to go through some serious loopholes, including putting this on the ballot. So this is not a done deal whatsoever.
It's a good point. Ryan Schmelz, our guest from Fox News Radio. Let me throw you a curve here because I obviously didn't ask you in advance about.
Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
This, but what do you know about the census, Ryan? Because the president's talked about, he tried to do it last time. It got challenged in court because it was so close to the beginning of when they had to print the census. But he's talked about removing or adding a question about whether or not you're a U.S. citizen, a legal citizen. Is he in the process of doing that again? And could it not be changed by, let's say, if the next president is a Democrat, could they not change it before the next census?
Well, I think they certainly could. I mean, you know, he's got we're only in 2024, so there's still or 2025, sorry. So there's still a significant amount of time to address the census before we get to 2030. And you know, this was something like you said, President Trump tried this. There have been Republican lawmakers who put out legislation that would require what the president is asking, which is to ask that question about citizenship on the next census. And there have been some Republicans who floated to me this idea of trying to challenge the current census and pretty much redoing the census because of the amount of illegal immigrants who were, they believe, they allege, was on the previous one. And they think that maybe the census should be done over. And if they do that, that would require most other states to potentially draw their maps again. So if they were to go down that road, it could have a significant domino effect, possibly.
And so many polling places nationwide do not require any proof of citizenship, just a legal ID. And most legal IDs in most states do not have anything that cites that the individual is an illegal immigrant, even though they may have gotten a driver's license. It just says they've got a driver's license, and that's working in many polling places.
Yeah, and look, the it is currently, and it has been federal law since the beginning of time, that it is illegal for somebody to vote in a federal election if they are not in the country legally. State elections might be a little bit different. Local elections might be a little bit different. And of course, though, there is the question of enforcement and whether or not it's being enforced in a proper way that truly prevents illegal immigrants from voting. So it's the law to not be that you can't do that. But at the same time, I think there are some people who have raised some serious concerns about if it's being enforced in certain states.
Yep, it's a good point. Ryan Schmelz, we appreciate your insight on all that, my friend. Thank you.
Hey, thank you, Mark. Have a good one.
Yeah, you too. Thank you. Ryan Schmelz there live in Washington, D.C. You know, Dan, I don't know if you were in here last week or the week before when we talked to Ryan, but he lives in one of those neighborhoods where he's seen carjackings and crime all the time, and suddenly
he said just
he's
quiet.
Not seeing it, right?
Yeah,
it's night.
Yeah, he says quiet as could be.
It's weird how that happens when you put boots on the ground. Very, very strange. Coming up, we are going to check in with our friend Tom Ackerman because the Mizzou football team is getting – I'm ready for college football. I got to be honest.
Me too. Especially the cooler weather. It's getting in the mood, baby.
Should be good. We'll ask him about the Mizzou quarterback competition that's still going on. We'll get to him about all of that. And chat a little bit about the Cardinals. We got to throw that in there. I got to find out about Dan Buck's bet that he lost.
I'm going to lose.
He's about to lose.
They're going the wrong way.
I know. We'll find out about that. And of course, we'll check in with Tommy on his. He just dropped his daughter off at college. I know that was probably a tough trip for him. We'll get to all that and more straight ahead on the Mark Cox Morning Show.
You don't just live in your home; you live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360. You can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and your assets can potentially grow tax-free as you recommend when and where to give. It's a tax-smart way to maximize your charitable giving from a fund with over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together. Make a greater impact with DAF Giving 360. Learn more at dafgiving360.org.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.